Welcome to Munchkin Land, a show that celebrates games from Steve Jackson Games and others. This week, we're back into Munchkin, and we're playing Munchkin Apocalypse 2 Sheep Impact. Now, if you don't know what Sheep Impact is, like many of us here sitting at the table, it's 106 new cards, 60 doors, 40 treasures, 6 diabolical new seals to mix in with your Munchkin Apocalypse games. We've got a new class called Daredevil.
Ooh.
A new class of the game, the Daredevil. Daredevils laugh with broken teeth in the face of danger, going out of their way to tempt fate. They can even run away from disasters, at least they can try. And then there are some sweet rides. Vehicles are an important new tool in the Munchkin quest to stay alive and grab the best loot from the carnage. Looks like the rules for vehicles stay the same. Vehicles are big items. They do not count against your big item total. You may only have one vehicle at a time unless you have a card that lets you have more. If your vehicle has a bonus to penalty or runaway, that bonus or penalty replaces any such bonuses or penalties that your character would have otherwise. If your vehicle has a runaway penalty, you may choose to abandon it, meaning discard the car and throw it in the discard pile, before rolling. Except as noted above, vehicles are items and follow all rules for items in Munchkin Apocalypse. You may play item enhancers on a vehicle. If you're playing... If you're blending Munchkin Apocalypse with a Munchkin set, treat vehicles and steeds as equivalent. Anything referring to one type of card includes the other. So there you go. All right, you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Rob?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
So much enthusiasm.
I am starting off with mosquito netting, which is a +2. That's headgear. I've got +2 shoulder pads. Those are a big item. And then I have a +2 survival tool, which is a one-hand item, and a +2 paintball gun, which is a one-hand item.
I'm pretty certain Matthew would be worth 3.
And so I am done.
Who won last time?
I don't know, but we'll... do you have anything yet?
I think so, yeah. I'm a scientist.
Hey, all right.
So Technobabble to the rescue. Instead of looting the room, scientist may discard 2 cards from his hand to close a seal. Atomic Transmutation. Before the charity phase of your turn, you may discard 1 door from your hand and draw a face-down treasure, or vice versa. I have an Officer's Cap. Unless the winning level is at stake, any militia must help me if I offer the ward a first pick of treasure. An ectoplasmic vacuum cleaner. Usable by scientist only, +3 bonus, one-handed big item. Instead of taking the combat bonus, you may use this item to remove 1 undead monster, plus its levels and treasures from the fight.
Ha. I should point out that my mosquito netting is a sheep impact, as well as the shoulder pads are a sheep impact. What do you have?
The scientist is from Sheep Impact, but it's...
not a new...
Yeah, it's the card out of Sheep Impact, but scientist is from the first.
Okay. Zach, what do you have? Anything?
I am a kid. The kid has immortality. Kids never get eaten by monsters. Any death results in lose a level. And slingshot. You may give +5 to the Munchkin side in any combat you are not involved in. And in one hand, I have a telescope, which is a +2 bonus. That is from Sheep Impact.
Cool. Rodrigo, what about you?
No one else is going to laugh about him being a kid.
No, Zach's a man now. He's married.
That's right.
A man.
He's a little baby man.
I may be the only person in this podcast still in their 20s, but I am the man now.
Sure, that's right.
Very recently.
Let's see. I'm walking in with salt spray, which I can use during any combat, +3 to either side, and it combines with pepper spray. And also, I'm walking in with toe shoes, you know, those shoes that you can see the toes on them.
Yeah.
Truly, they are a sign of the end time. It's a +2 bonus, not usable by militia. Truly, they are a sign of the end times. The first time someone puts on the toe shoes, open a seal.
Oh.
Hashtag Occupy Doomsday. The highest level players go down a level.
Hooray, we're all...
Continuing effect, the highest level players have a -3 penalty in combat.
Oh, have a -3 crap. Penalty? Oh, so we all have -3 penalties.
So we're all starting at a -2 right now.
Ouch.
Boo.
Actually.
I equal out to 0.
Do you?
Yeah.
I actually, let's see, what am I at? 6, 7. I'm at 7.
Holy crap.
I'm at 4, so I equal up to 1.
All right. Anybody else can beat my, All right, I'll kick down the door.
Nice.
Pow. To a level, what is this, 6? Level 6 Carnivorous St. Augustine Grass. It may strike at any moment. This card may be played into any combat without using a Wandering Monster card. Ooh, nice. Bad stuff. It grows on you. Lose a level. I can beat this by one.
Don't forget that it gets the plus one from the open seal.
I'm tied with it. Anybody want to help?
I will.
I'll help for one of the treasures.
Okay.
Aren't
you at a negative?
No, I'm.
Oh, okay.
I give you at least.
All right.
A little bit.
All right.
Which is all you need.
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Kill it.
Pow. Two treasures. First one is infrared goggles.
Ooh.
The other one is a colander, both headgear. One's both of them plus two. You can have whichever one you want. Actually, I'll give you the colander, Rob.
All right.
And I will take the infrared goggles, bank them over here since I already have a headgear, go up to level two, which automatically removes all of your minus twos.
Yay.
You're welcome. My turn is done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Cheat!
Boo.
Play this card with an item card you have in play, or when you play an item card from your hand, blah, blah, blah. We all know how cheat works. I'm going to loot the room. Yay! Super Munchkin!
Ew.
I am a scientist. Which one do I want to do? Ew. Scientist Militia. Militia has, I was ready for that. Discard two cards to cancel disaster as it is played. Or my weapon is bigger. As long as you have free hands, you may count any one hand item as a two hands item, giving an extra plus three. So my ectoplasmic vacuum cleaner is now worth six.
Okay,
cool.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Before the charity phase of my turn, I may discard one dwarf from my hand and draw a face-down treasure, or vice versa. I am going to not use that and say go.
Okay.
Hey, how do we open a seal? Only if it says so, or if somebody dies,
only
right?
If it says so, and...
thought if somebody died, that automatically...
Yeah, there's...
I think so.
Also, there's monsters that open seal.
Right, right. Mm-hmm, so, a card directs you to open the seal. Turn over the top card of the seal deck and overlap it on the previous one. If a munchkin dies, he opens a seal after his loyal comrades loot his corpse.
Okay.
If a combat or other event triggers multiple munchkin deaths, the current player opens one and only one seal after all deaths are resolved.
Okay, cool. Deciding whether to kill Zach or not.
And then closing a seal is when a munchkin goes up three or more levels on a single turn.
Oh, yeah, closes. That's important.
Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm. Or, obviously, the scientist.
Do you have the option to close a seal if you go up three levels, or it just automatically happens?
If a munchkin goes up three or more levels at once, close a seal.
Gotcha.
All right, Zach, what you got?
I'm going to put this steel beanie into play that's only usable by militia and say, hey, Rob, you want to switchies that colander for a steel beanie? This is better.
I've got an officer's cap, but yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay, sweet.
Because the officer's cap doesn't do anything until someone else becomes a militia.
Yeah. So, now I have a colander in my head for a plus two bonus. And I will kick down the door to a kid class. Fantastic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to...
Looty. You may think you're a man.
The
Roomie. The universe knows better.
Yeah. Looty the Roomie. Ooh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to put the survival nuts for a plus two in combat. I'm going to hold that. And then I'm going to discard my kid card. And be done. Calendar.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door, right? That's what you do?
Yep.
It's been a while.
Level 13, undead, the Thawed Reich. Fire / flame items count double against them. Bad stuff. Lose two levels. Oh, no. Three treasures. I'm going to cry. Let's see. It's level 13.
14 with the seal.
It's a level 14. And a lot I'm of math. At 3. So, I think I'm just going to try to run away because I don't know that we can... Unless somebody can bring in 11 points.
I have 10.
You have 10?
I have 10. So if you have a one-shot item...
I do have a one-shot item.
If Rob joins, I will pledge my plus 5 from my kid in exchange for...
No, that would be
one
treasure.
Favor.
One favor.
One favor, huh? That is interesting. All right, as long as I get to decide on the favor.
Sure.
All right.
All right. So we're at 13 right now, right?
Yep.
Throw in the...
Yeah, I'll throw it in. Yeah.
Okay. So we are at, is that a
15?
5?
Or no, 18.
18 versus it's 14. So we're up by 4.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Smash. Gain a level.
Woo. 3 treasures.
3 treasures. 1, 2, 3. I'll take the ballistic armor, definitely.
Oh, I'll take the dry ice.
And so you got to keep what, Rodrigo?
Ballistic armor and some photo floods.
Okay.
Which are plus 3 bonus usable only by blogger.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What do I have to discard down to?
5.
That's a lot.
Say, other than the photo floods, do you have any items that you can put in play?
No.
Because you can't put the photo floods in play with the armor.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They're both big.
Oh.
Big items.
Big items. Big items.
Actually, what I am going to do is, instead of putting the armor into play, I'm actually going to carry the photo floods and then sell 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
Ooh.
For a level.
Huh. Interesting.
All right. Now Rodrigo has a minus 3.
That's right. I'll play my ballistic armor. And close a seal with a presidential proclamation.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which takes me down to 5.
Nice.
Done.
All right. Well, that you solved some problems for me there, Rodrigo. So I will just kick open a door. Kapow! To find a super munchkin!
With your utter lack of class.
With my utter lack of class. Utter.
Oh, you're a cow.
I'm going to go looking for trouble. Against a level 4 enemy Mayan. He predicts that you will have a very bad day. The calendar stone is worth plus 15. If played to help him, bad stuff, show your hand. Let the lowest level player pick a card to put in his hand. Open a seal.
Does anybody have a calendar stone?
No, I wish I did.
I will point out that as is traditional, they are referring to the Aztec sunstone calendar as the Mayan calendar because nobody knows the difference.
All right, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I'm beating it by 6.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
3, 2, 1, smash. 2 treasures. 1, 2. All right. I've got some tinfoil socks. Oh, sorry. Actually, here, I'm going to do this. This will help everybody out, but also help me out. I'm going to declare martial law. Play this card at any time except during combat. Players may ignore all militia-related restrictions on items. The munchkin side gets plus 5 in each combat, but each monster is worth 1 fewer treasure, minimum of 1. Discard this card when a seal is closed. Now I'm going to play some tinfoil socks, which are usable by militia only, but since we're in martial law, I can keep them. Your feet are protected from sinister government radio waves. You get plus one to run away. So there we go. And did I go up a level? Nope. Yes. And I'm done.
All right. Welcome to the army,
guys. I don't know. It's martial law, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to kick down the door. Disaster! Swine flu! Lose a level.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's see.
You get plus five. But you get one fewer treasure.
Plus five is a lot.
It is.
I'm going to go looking for trouble.
All right.
To find a nuclear family.
Oh, no.
Level 13. Sorry, but it's everyone for themselves now. You may not have a helper in this fight. Bad stuff. Boom. You are dead. But I am at 15 with the martial law bonus.
Nice.
They're at 13. So I'm currently winning.
By how much?
By two.
And I have nothing.
Yeah, he's also at level one.
Yeah, no.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Three, two, one. It's one less family to feed.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Man.
Good.
Two treasures.
How many treasures were they worth? Were they
three,
worth
three? Three, okay. Yeah.
Did you get something good?
Vehicles do not count against your big,
Right.
Because I like steeds.
Because I got an army truck. Plus three bonus. Neg one to run away gives you an extra hand, though.
Cool. Nice.
And army boots.
Cool.
Plus two bonus, you get one extra hand.
Wow.
So I currently have three
Four
free
hands.
Hands.
Yeah, all right.
Whoa.
Apparently I am in the army now.
Yeah, man.
And I am.
You're in the army now. I don't know what that means. Are you dead?
No.
Okay. Kick open the door.
Please don't breed.
Undead. Plus five to monster. I believe I will also go looking for trouble against a shark tank. Level nine.
It totally should have been a squid tank.
But I am at 10. It gets a plus one for every other shark in the fight. Bad stuff. You are run over and then eaten.
Hey,
you are
it's
dead.
A shark.
You are dead.
Yeah, does anybody have any sharks they can throw in?
Nope. Don't be horrible, people.
I have no sharks.
Well, I am beating it by one. Anything? Three. Two. Dead shark. Level two. And two treasures. Dun, 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 dun. All right. I got a survival manual, not usable by Daredevil, for a plus two bonus that I will put in my other hand. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then I will put a can of gasoline in my pocket.
That sounds safe.
And then I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to kick down the door. Hi-ya! There's a level four cane toad. Plus three against kids. Bad stuff. Warts. You cannot help anyone or be helped until you win a combat on your own. But it is a level 4, and I am currently at 8.
13.
So, I'm just going to say 3, 2, 1, crunch. Again, a level.
And it is a Michigan J Frog there.
Yeah, so. It does look like...
hello, my honey.
It's,
hello,
it's got
my
a bonus
sweetie.
Against kids because... anytime Zach tries to tell anyone about it, it just looks like a regular toad. So it's two treasures, so it goes down to one treasure, right?
Yep.
So mm-hmm. I'll draw a treasure. And I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to make it my tactical ballistic armor.
Ooh.
So it is now a +7 total.
That actually makes sense.
Yeah. Which is really unfortunate.
It's weird.
I know. that'll be my turn. Steven, go.
All right. I will kick down the door, pal, to find a level 14 huge hyper-intelligent shark. -3 against scientists. If no scientists are in play, it gets +5, immune to fire flame attacks. Ooh. So does that mean it's 19?
I'm a scientist.
-3 against scientists.
Right.
Oh, if no scientists are in play. So that means if nobody has any scientists. Okay. So it
I
just stays
stop
at 14.
Being a
2, 4, 6.
Then I'd lose my vacuum cleaner.
Well, something to think about.
8, 10, 12, 17. I'm beating it by 3.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I could stop being a scientist. But I'm not going to because I like my vacuum cleaner.
Anyone?
Nope.
Nah.
All right, stomp. It's worth 4 treasures, but I will take 3. 1, 2, 3. Let's see. All right, so I'm going to bank this. Prophecies of Nostradamus. I'm going to bank my paintball gun, and my survival tool, and replace those with a... Oh, no, I can't do that, because once I have one thing that's big...
Yeah,
right?
You can't mm-hmm. carry
I can't put anything else
things.
That's big. Okay.
Unless it's a vehicle.
Yeah.
Unless it is a vehicle. All right, well...
Which is apparently carrying a giant.
Then I'm going to...
The arm's bursting out of the roof.
No, it just has an arm.
Bursting out of the roof.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell my infrared goggles, a Patriot axe, and a 9mm pistol, and go up a level in addition to the level that I just went up.
Oh, Steven's halfway there.
I am to 5. And let's see. I am done.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Into a scientist.
Nice.
Man, I could have given up my scientist.
There you go.
Oh, well. Hindsight is what they say, right?
It is what they say.
Hindsight is worth two in the bush.
Yep.
I guess I'm going to loot the room. I'm going to put the tear gas in play. And tell Zach to go.
And I will do just that. Door kick. Level 12, Renegade Seal. -3 against Militia. Bad stuff. Lose your headgear and open a seal. Does... Martial Law doesn't cancel that
only
Militia
when the,
out,
only
right?
When it goes... If you close the seal, this card goes away.
No, it's...
I don't know about that.
It means you can use Militia items.
It's... He's asking about... Because it's got
yeah.
3 against Militia. He's asking about that... Effect. No. It makes it so...
You can just use items?
Yeah.
All militia restrictions on items are ignored.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got 6 here, 8, and we still get the +5 though, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's what? 13?
Yep.
So I'm winning by 1.
Man, this martial law is really going to speed things up.
Yeah, I know, doesn't it? Had I known it was going to be that awesome.
Anyone?
Anyways?
Yeah, probably.
3, 2, 1. Dead seal, level 3. It's worth 3 treasures, but I'm only going to get 2. 1, 2. Ooh. Hey, I went to survival school, and I'm going up a level.
All right, where goes that?
Level 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Man.
That would be really weird of me. Steven.
Yes?
Disaster.
Oh, no. Disaster. False alarm. Lose an item, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. I guess I will lose my tinfoil socks.
And then I'm going to play a disaster-proof tent. I may ignore the effects of any disaster. As soon as you try to run away, though, away from a monster, you abandon the tent. Discard this card. And that'll be my turn.
All right. Time to kick down the door. Hi-ya! Paranoid. This card may be played on anyone anytime. A paranoid munchkin gets +5 when fighting alone, but -5 if he has a helper. This card is not lost when you die, but may be discarded at any time a seal is closed. I'm going to hang on to it for now, but I'm going to go looking for trouble.
I have a weird feeling he's going to play that card on me. I just know he's going to play that card on me.
Oh, man. Better watch yourself.
Yep.
He's out to get me.
I'm going to...
I don't think playing into the card is going to fool Rodrigo.
Never know.
Zach, definitely. Not Rodrigo.
Yeah, I'm going to go looking for trouble.
What are you talking about me, Rob?
No.
Why are you talking about me?
What are you talking about?
Against a...
baby seal.
Hey!
The baby seal gets no bonuses for open seals.
Oh.
The bad stuff, the player to your right chooses a seal to open. Shuffle the seal deck after he chooses.
Oh.
That's bad stuff, right?
That's the bad stuff.
Okay.
That's awesome stuff is what that is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the baby seal is kicking at around 3. And I'm at...
a lot.
Do we still have a plus?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. 5.
Yeah, so a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a treasure out of the deal, right? Because it's Oh, no, it's a minimum of 1, right? Mm-hmm. So I actually do get that treasure.
Yep.
Yep.
So, 3, 2, 1.
It's not an undead baby seal, is it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Just somebody couldn't have made regular. It an undead baby seal?
Well, baby seal. I didn't know you wanted it to be an undead baby seal.
And then I'll draw my treasure. And I'll play a highway flare. Use during any combat. This is a fire flame attack. +2 to either side. Usable once only. 2, 3, 4, 5. And I will end my turn.
I think we should make this game interesting.
Okay.
I'm going to discard my Prophecies of Nostradamus, giving up a 1 bonus. Discard this item on your turn to open a seal. But instead of drawing randomly, choose a seal from those remaining. Shuffle the remaining seals. That one we already did. So that one doesn't go back in the bottom of the deck.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
When you close a seal, it goes back to the bottom of the deck.
So you can actually pick from any seal.
Shuffle the remaining seals, so let's see what we got.
Doesn't want to pick that one, though.
Nope.
Although, I guess it would make you lose a level. The highest level player loses a level.
Oh.
You guys are tied, so...
both of us would lose a level.
Yeah.
That'd be silly.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, I know. You play silly.
You silly man.
This glows in the dark.
That's kind of spiffy.
I know, right? I didn't even know that when I bought it.
That's extra spiffy.
It's just a nice surprise.
Oh, there's too many good cards.
Grab one from Sheep Impact.
That's what I'm looking for. Ooh, here's Mean One. That will affect us all.
Woo! Affect us all.
Oh, man, I won't do that. All right, here we go. Hyperinflation. Each player discards his item worth the most gold pieces. Each player discards his item worth the most gold pieces. Continuing effect. All items are worth 200 fewer gold pieces.
What?
That's what it says.
Well, I will discard my disaster-proof tent.
I'm going to discard my platinum card.
I discard my vest, which was the only... well, and I guess I had a highway flare, too.
Man, they're all worth the same, right? Only the items in play?
I assume one from your hand would work too.
Yeah, as long as it's worth the most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it is worth the most, but it's in my hand, not out on play.
I would say you don't have to discard the one in hand.
All right, cool.
I don't know. It's usually how it works, I guess.
I'll get rid of this bazooka, because I think otherwise it's going to hurt me more if I keep a hold of it. So all the other items are worth 200 fewer gold. So it makes it hard to level up by selling stuff.
Very much so.
And I'm going to kick down a door, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Against a level 19 Megalodon. This is a shark. Family takes care of family, capiche? Any player who adds a shark to this fight may draw a face-down door to replace it. Will not pursue players of level 4 or below. The little fish aren't any fun. Bad stuff, you are quite dead. And I am sitting at 10, 14, 18. So I'm losing by 1. Ouch.
2. He's got plus 1 from the sea open.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you count the militia thing already?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. So I'm losing by 2.
Steven, I will use my slingshot for 2 treasures.
I'll do that, sure. How many points do you have?
How many points? No, it just gives you 5.
Just 5? So let me count this up again. 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 23. So that puts me up by 3.
So this is worth 2 levels and 4 treasures right now.
Yep.
But on the other hand, death.
On the other hand, death and a seal. And I've seen all the seals, even though they're in a different order now. And there are some that aren't very nice. Anyone?
Dry ice, plus 5 to the megalo.
What?
So you're down by 2.
Again. Let's see. Of these 3 cards that cannot help me, what should I do?
Let me raise my offer.
Yeah, but if you help, now you won't have a plus 5.
Involved would be if I actually put myself into the fight, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So let me up my offer. I will use a 1-shot card, but now I'm going to need 4 treasures.
Nah, I can't do that.
All right, then.
Running away?
Running away. Aww. Success.
I'm disappointed.
This one too?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
And
lame.
Kick down the door. Cheat!
You haven't even used your first one.
I know! I haven't gotten any items to use it on
yet. Shuffle this? That everybody keeps getting the same cards.
Not me. I shuffled it for a long time.
I'm going to go looking for trouble and find a 3-eyed mutant. Level 2. With the power of its mind, it calls for allies. Any non-undead monster can be played to join it in combat.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Level 7 rogue time traveler.
He's not even messing around.
Awesome. Plus 5 unless you have a helper in the combat. He likes companions.
So he's a plus 12.
All right. 13, 14, 15, 16 versus my 21.
21.
Surely you've got a monster in your hand, Zach, that's not undead.
Yeah, but Rob's only level 2.
So?
You make a good argument?
What's the bad stuff?
On the mutant, mutated, change sex, your neg 5 in your next combat. Bad stuff, regeneration, discard all cards in your hand and in play, then draw 3 doors and 3 treasures. Ew. The bad stuff on a...
On the doctor.
Well, the doctor's bad.
That changes things.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in some feral poodles for level 8. Oh, it's getting too far.
So that's another 9. So what were they at?
25, and I was at 21, so I'm down by 4.
Uh-oh.
Would someone help me for 2 of the treasures?
I'm not really packing much, unfortunately, so I'd be concerned about...
You'd be... You're 5 on level, 5 on martial law, and he'd be -5 because you came and helped me. So you're worth 15.
No, I think... What does it say?
+5 unless you have a helper in the combat.
Oh, okay. I thought it meant like a little sidekick.
No, because there's no sidekicks in Apocalypse.
Companion.
And they won't... They won't do things that will only work if you combine sets.
Hey, what? Rodrigo.
What's up?
Do me a favor.
What's up?
Don't help him.
Sorry. I owe him one.
All right, Zach. I'll give you all the treasures.
He already threw in a bad guy.
No, I don't want to.
Doesn't mean he
that
can't.
Doesn't matter. We've literally done that before, where one person throws another bad guy into his own mix to get more levels.
Yeah. Huh.
No, I want to see you roll.
All right.
What's the bad stuff on the poodle?
They dog your steps. Keep this card on the table and add it to every combat until someone defeats the poodles. Ooh, foot gear counts double against their tiny little teeth.
Ooh.
So that puts me only up at 23.
Run no way.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
Start with the poodles.
Oh,
the poodles live on.
Darn.
That was the best thing that could have happened for that card.
And the mutant. Okay. I'm now female. And the doctor.
Oh, come on.
Now, rogue time traveler, you can't, that's copyright infringement.
Yes! Oh.
I got away from the one that mattered.
Yep.
Ew. Oh, so this only comes in if there's a combat.
Yeah.
It isn't. Okay, it doesn't start a combat.
No.
Okay.
But it joins every combat now.
Right.
Yeah, until somebody beats it.
Done?
Yep.
Cool. Kick open a door to a level 5 hungry hippies and some feral poodles.
This is your fault.
This is my fault. So let's see here. Together they are 13, and I'm at that's 10. Are we still at the +5?
Plus
so that's 15.
Together they're at 15. They each get +1.
Oh, poop. All right, so we are tied at the moment. So I will just use some gasoline for +3 to my side. Making me up 3.
Ooh.
I kind of don't want to see the poodles lose right now.
Oh, come on, Rab. How long must the poodles suffer?
I think the poodles are into it.
The hungry hippies, bad stuff is lose a level.
Yes, that is true. What are you going to do about it?
I am considering.
Okay.
You have a short amount
Rodrigo
of time.
Also does not want to see the poodles go away.
I'd be okay with the poodles going away.
Because they don't attack you next.
They've already served their purpose. They stuck around and joined a different fight.
Fine. Tear gas. +4 to every participant in combat.
Okay. So then I go down
by
1.
Four. Right. They get 8.
I get 4. I was up 3.
Yeah, so you're down by 1.
Down
currently.
By 1. Okay, cool. So I'll play Survival Nuts and put myself up 1.
On the one hand, I don't want to fight the poodles. On the other hand, lose a level.
Yeah.
I'll save it for Steven.
Ooh. Steven? Anything?
No.
All right, 3, 2... Death to hippies and poodles. So what's the treasure?
One fewer treasure on each one.
So each one will just get one treasure now. And I will go up two levels to level six.
What?
Yep. One, two.
Ooh.
Does it go up a level card?
Nope.
Darn.
It is a unicycle built for two, a vehicle. This isn't worth anything, but when you're fighting alone, when you're fighting alone, but it's plus three when you have a helper. This isn't worth anything when you're fighting alone, but it's plus three when you have a helper.
That seems very counterproductive.
I don't know.
It encourages people to work together.
No, I mean the actual unicycle.
Oh, yeah, the unicycle. That doesn't work. That doesn't work at all. They're going against each other. They're not moving. Probably going to fall over, depending on who's heaviest. Yeah. Has more torque. Whatever. Anyways, I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to kick down the door. Kick, disaster, Jan Meteor, open a seal and lose an item.
Oh, wait. I'm just going to do this because I don't know I'm going to use it. Out of the frying pan, into the fire, cancel any disaster, play any time, open one seal.
Interesting. So I don't
Rico
lose,
doesn't lose an item.
Yeah, I know. I just
but we're still opening the seal. School of Hard Knocks. The lowest level players go up a level.
Oh.
What level will you, Rob?
Two. Oh,
two. Okay. The ongoing's pretty bad, though.
The lowest level players have a plus three bonus in combat.
Boo. So now he's plus eight altogether.
You're right. That is really bad.
Oh, the lowest level? Is that what it says?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, right. Me, for a while yet.
Yep. I'm going to loot the room.
See, had Rodrigo helped me, all three of us would have gone up a level to tie Zach, and we all would be getting the plus three bonus right now.
That's all right.
If only.
Except Zach wouldn't be.
What?
Oh, we all would have gone up a level, actually. Because you wouldn't have gained the second level from the poodles.
Yeah.
Which means you also would have been at five
One,
with everybody
two,
else.
Three, four, five, six. And rather than give Rob any cards, I am going to hit Zach with an alien invasion.
Oh, no.
No, Zach.
That's what you get for helping him out.
It's a chaotic world, Rob.
My turn?
No one knows what's really going to happen.
I will kick open a door. And discover disaster, nuclear blast, lose a level.
Wow.
All right, let me recalculate here now. I think I will risk it.
For the biscuit.
I will risk it and fight a level 10 undead, the ghost of George Washington. Oh no, I forgot. Dang it.
I
think I still may be okay. Because I have to salute him, which means I have one fewer hand in this fight. Which means I have to turn off one of my weapons.
Oh, no.
So that puts me at 9. Let's see. That's 2, 4, 6. Plus 9 is 15. Ooh, 15. Versus his 12. So I'm beating him by 3.
Good job.
Three, two.
Hang on. What's the bad stuff?
Bad stuff. Nothing for you personally, but take all the disasters out of the discards and shuffle them back into the door deck.
I'm good.
Three, two, one, smash. Two treasures. Whoomp and whoomp. And back up a level. And let's see, I'm going to take that survival tool and set it aside and instead equip a 357 Magnum with a plus 4 bonus. And I'm going to set a loaded die over here to the side as well. And I shall end my turn.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Blogger!
Yay for
you.
Swap
it out.
You're a blogger.
You got anything that discards for a bonus?
Yeah, I can use my atomic transmutation.
Oh, there you go.
To
close a seal.
No. Well, I guess I can also discard two cards to close a seal. But I don't really want to close a seal because, one, that seal's really good for me, and two, it would get rid of martial law.
Sure, sure, but I'm just asking because in the future you might want to.
Loot the room.
Especially with that handful of cards you got there.
And I'm going to use my atomic transmutation to discard a blogger and draw a face-down treasure to get a compound bow, which is a plus four bonus. Two-handed weapon.
Wow.
I still have a hand open. Go.
Going. Door kicking. Ksh. Level 5 Demon Child. Kids can use their slingshot ability to help him if they want to. Oh, that's interesting. Bad stuff, give a card from your hand to every kid at the table.
Yep. Good thing there are no kids at this table.
By 11. 16.
The undead?
Nope.
No. Not, actually.
Hmm. He's a demon.
Yeah, he's a demon. Demons are different.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
3, 2. Back to level 6. And 1 treasure. Whoop. Okie dokie. I have 4 cards, so I'm done. Okay.
Martial law seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, I mean,
I don't think it's really backfired on you yet.
Yeah, not really. No. I mean, it's helped everybody. Really, the one that it probably helps the least is Rob, right? Yeah.
Because
he already had a militia. Mm-hmm. But he has a super munchkin anyway, so it just kind of evened out. I'm going to kick down the door. Kick. Level 6 pod people. Plus 6 against anyone with more than one class. Bad stuff. Lose 2 levels. The player on each side of you gain 1 level each. Ho ho. That would be big.
So that's a level 8?
Yep. And I am at 10.
Is it undead?
It is not undead.
Oh. Is it a shark?
Do also you know?
Okay.
Still got his Superman.
Yeah. Yes, I'm still holding my Super Munchkin. A card that will do no good.
You want to slide the inner...
Or will it?
You want to slide underneath the table to me?
Yeah.
No.
I'll trade you for it.
Okay.
That's not allowed.
What?
Come on.
Yeah, so right now I'm beating it by 2.
Do you have anything to futz with him with?
Yeah, I do.
Because you're the one who'd actually want to futz with him right now.
Yep. Because you get a level on either
Steven
side.
Also does, but Steven he doesn't have any capabilities doing so.
Yeah.
What's the...
Are you ever going to... Are you going to futz with it, Rob? Decent. At all?
I don't have anything to do that
with. No futzing on your part?
Ha.
So you're winning by...
2.
2. 2-2-2. Okay, well... We'll just play Dehydrated Water. Plus 5 to either side. I choose the pod people.
Don't fall asleep, Rodrigo. Zach didn't get that reference. We haven't gotten that far in Zach on Film yet. Another fine podcast on the Major Spoilers Podcast Network.
Because I've seen the... what is it? What is
the remake?
Is that... Didn't M. Night Shyamalan do one?
No.
No. What is
you're
that?
You're thinking of Signs.
No, I'm thinking of... the one where the plants are killing everyone.
Oh.
That's stupid.
Oh, The Happening?
The Happening.
That's Night Shyamalan.
Yeah. I know. That was a horrible movie.
Was it Happening or The Instance or something?
The Happening.
The Instance is another podcast.
Okay.
No, what is it? It's the remake with Nicole Kidman or something?
That one is a remake.
Of
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
What's it called, though? It's not called that. It's all something really weird.
I think it's called Invasion, isn't it? Or Body Snatchers or something.
Invasion or of or the Body Snatchers or just the
so I've seen the remake.
Okay, probably not as good as the original, but whatever,
can't compare.
I've seen the Looney Tunes version.
Good job, Rob,
with all these strange carrots.
I'm gonna be paranoid. I'm gonna get plus 5 when fighting alone, minus 5 if I have a helper.
I was wondering when that card was gonna ship.
Yep.
So now you're winning by 2 again?
2 again.
Don't you have something to make him help you or something? Or?
I have the officer's cap, which if I wore it, I could force a militia to help me for first pick of treasure.
Okay.
I've been the only militia at the table for the entire game.
Yeah.
It happens. And especially when you add more cards, mm-hmm. although it seems that it has at least one. Maybe Sheep Impact has at least one more copy of each of the classes.
Usually yes. the expansions will add, if they add a class or race or etc., they will add one more of the originals,
right,
so as that... well as they'll start with more of the new one to begin with.
Well, let's just go ahead and make it undead for another +5.
Another +5.
Undead, did you say?
If you can beat it, you get 2 extra treasures.
Ho-ho.
-1.
So one extra treasure.
You still get the 2 extra treasures.
Yeah.
Just, he's 1 treasure down to start with.
Yeah.
Boo.
Well, I think I'm going to try to run away.
Do you have any bonuses to running away?
No. I don't have anything. I have a highway flare. So, running away from the pod people.
Highway flare, boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, it is a 3. I do not, but...
Was the die loaded?
No.
Oh.
It's going to be an undignified retreat. Play when you fail to run away. You escape after all, but if you have any items, you must discard the one that takes the most hands.
I guess.
I guess. Take 0 hands, but that's the most hands out of the stuff I have. Yeah.
That's more hands than a couple of the items I have.
So I runs away.
Oh, darn it.
No levels for either of you.
I lost 2 cards.
You get to keep yours.
Hey, it's a risk and a gamble that you have to take.
Yeah, a risk and a gamble.
A risk and gamble.
You made Rodrigo paranoid.
Chicken and a biscuit.
Yep.
Yep.
Risk and a gamble.
Done.
All right, I will keep open the door to a Tiamat. Level 18. -4 against kids. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below. Man, what am I sitting at here? 5.
Bad stuff. 10.
14, 16, 18, 20. Ooh, I'm tied.
2, it's 20.
I am tied. Anybody want to help me? There are 4 treasures on the line here. Of which I will give somebody 2.
I'll
well, with the militia, I actually come in with 5.
He only needs 1.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know, Zach's out of cards to screw around with, or not Zach's not necessarily out
not
of cards.
Necessarily.
You know, I probably don't have anything because I would have done something in the last fight.
I'll help you out, Steven.
All right. For how much? 5.
5. 5's all I got.
Well, actually, read Paranoid.
Yeah.
A Paranoid Munchkin gets +5 when fighting alone, but -5 if he has a helper.
No, if he has a helper. So, in this case, he can still help me and it doesn't impact it.
I guess. So
because, then, yeah.
I'm coming in with 10 then.
All right. Anyone, anyone, anyone? 3, 2, 1. Or smash. First treasure, a bomb suit. It's armor. Second treasure, fridge. Both of these are Sheep Impact. You may use the fridge to cancel any disaster or bad stuff before it hits you or escape the main effect of a seal. Usable only once.
Mm. Oh my.
Not usable by Steven because he hated that movie.
Yeah.
And then bomb suit is a +3. Usable by Daredevil only. Treasure number 3 is a scooter +1 bonus, vehicle big. Mm. And treasure number 4 is a lacrosse stick, 2 hands big. Ooh, it's +4 bonus.
You already have a big
hand. I know, but I'm saying that, yeah, that's a...
It's two-handed it's big, two and hands. It's +4.
Yep, well, my 357 Magnum's a 1-hand +4.
Yeah, which makes
I
it better.
I think I will take the...
And the cross stick seems really weak.
Yeah.
I for think me, I will... All of these are Sheep big. Impact treasures.
Yep.
I think I'm going to take the scooter.
They can't make every item.
Good.
Right. Otherwise, you can't identify what a good item is versus a bad item.
Yeah. Hey.
The scooter and the lacrosse stick, giving you the bomb suit and the fridge.
Okay.
I'm going to equip the vehicle.
Yeah.
And go up two levels.
Target. Target out.
Oh. And I'm done.
I'm going to put on the bomb suit and carry my fridge.
No, I can't.
It's just not big.
Yeah, I already have a hat on.
All right, your turn, Rob.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door. Wandering monster. I'm going to go looking for trouble. Level 3, scared stiff.
What? Is it an undead?
It is an undead.
Oh. Is it a shark?
It is not a shark. Scared stiff. You aren't sure what he's so scared of, but you should be. Bad stuff, scared out of your socks, lose your foot gear. If you have no foot gear, lose a level.
I wonder if there's any undead sharks.
I think there is.
Is there?
I think it's called undead shark.
That would be like the worst thing to pile in a pirate undead zombie game.
How about an undead goblin shark?
Oh.
Yeah, that would be the ultimate.
Which would
one.
Actually be terrifying.
Undead goblin dragon shark?
Dragons were hard, weren't they? Yeah.
Yep.
So it's a level 3.
It's like the Hong Kong undead goblin dragon shark.
A level a lot.
Okay.
Shark goth.
I will combat it with a super munchkin card. No?
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work that way.
Yeah, that is a lot. And Rob's at level 3.
Yeah.
How many levels?
It's a level 3 monster. It's worth one level.
Oh, you only get one level? Oh, yeah. Why would we want to mess with you, Rob? Karma 2014, remember?
Yeah.
Is that still gone?
Yeah. It's 2014, isn't it?
Well, I thought maybe you forgot
about it for a turn. All right, I kill it.
See?
Again?
It all helped you out.
I'm at one treasure. I'm at one level. Got a protest sign. And I'm going to start cheating on my compound bow so I don't have to use any hands to use
it.
How
dare you? After all, it's done for you.
And now my protest sign is worth 5 because it's now a two-handed item with my other two-handed ectoplasmic vacuum cleaner.
Jeez.
And my 4 hands.
Wow.
Because I'm a militia, which combos with the army.
Crazy.
I know, right?
So what's your level at now?
Effective or actual?
Whatever it all adds up to be.
Effectively, 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 17, 22, 25, 26, 27,
30, 5. Oh, Jeez. You never took that minus to combat because you were a girl.
I think he still whoops that thing.
Killed it.
Yeah. All right.
Hardcore.
I was a level 3 monster.
I didn't calculate my martial law into that previously, so, well, you know.
All right, 25.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
And actually, now he's gone through combat, so that.
Yeah, now it's gone.
Penalty goes away.
Well, he's still a girl.
Miss. He is still a girl.
Girls are better at things. Go.
Hey, so you want to do that trade after all?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're trading is a cold virus, usable by science only. You can use a virus only on your turn. A single monster dies. If they already failed, your runaway roll. It's about to catch you. If it's the only monster you're facing, you may take its treasure, but you don't get the level. And I'm taking Rob's officer's cap, which I may call any militia to help, as long as the reward is first pick of treasure. I get down the door. Disaster, earthquake, lose a big item. No.
Oh, no.
That's my unicycle.
That's my unicycle.
If only someone had something to help you out.
You keep inferring you actually have things to help people.
No, I don't. I have a super munchkin and a lacrosse stick, and that is it.
I loot the room. No! Done.
Did you get another kid?
No, I got another freaking blogger. Dang it.
I want to kick down the door.
Yeah.
I already discarded one blogger.
I know.
Kid.
Well, you're super munchkin.
Who needs a blogger?
You're a paranoid little kid.
I think I am. I'm a paranoid little kid. And then I'll loot the room.
So apparently there are 2 of each extra class, or the original classes in Cheap Impact.
Or does he have another sheep emperor?
No, mine's
the
not.
The kid that he discarded earlier was, which I think is the very bottom card here.
Nope.
Should be
second
close.
To bottom.
It was sheep impact?
Sheep impact.
Gotcha.
Little goth girl. She's got a skull in her slingshot.
Cute. Done.
So, you could just take one of these expansion packs and just mix it in with any other set, right?
Technically, yeah.
Technically, yeah. You might miss out on some interactions.
Yeah.
Or they would be very watered down at the very least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kick up, open the door, and discover that I'm a daredevil.
Hey, look at that.
If there is a monster on top of the door discards, you may look for trouble against it.
Nope. Ooh.
Okay. Daring escape. You may try to run away from any disaster as though it were a monster. If you fail, lose a level in addition to the disaster's effects. Interesting.
Could totally be a super daredevil now.
And I will loot the room.
Are there any rules on
I am
how
down.
You discard your cards?
Like what order?
Yeah, after a battle.
There aren't. I think it's your choice.
Okay.
But you can get into things where it's like, well, who gets to decide?
Yeah.
Presumably whoever's turn it is, you can stack them up.
Stack it.
Whoever's discarding would get to decide is how I would...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's like if you're fighting monsters and everybody threw stuff in, especially like other monsters, is like who gets to decide what goes in.
I will kick down the door. Militia! Because I needed yet another
classes for everyone.
Yay. School starting soon. School?
I guess I will loot the room. And I think I'm going to use the atomic transmutation to discard a blogger again and draw a face down treasure.
Great to try to transform this blogger into a hat.
Which is a tire iron, actually.
Nice.
Which is worth +5 because I still have an extra hand.
Nice.
I think.
Better calculate that up.
Okay. As long as you have free hands, you may count any one hand item as a two hands item, giving an extra +3.
So you better make sure you have enough hands there. Grabby.
Yeah, that's two hands per item. So you have a total of four hands. So 2, 4, that's your stuff right there that you have right now.
Right.
And left. And right and left.
Oh. You know, you never see like mythical creatures if they have more than one, or like if they have four. It's never like three on one side and one on the other. It's always evenly distributed. It's a shame.
Unless they have an odd number.
Stupid symmetry.
Yeah.
By the way, just I don't know that it matters, but do you want to stack up your cards in the way that you're holding things just in case somebody makes you lose an item, just so we figure out ahead of time what falls off? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
All right. Yep, I'm done.
Okay, I kick open the door. Level 2 undead, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gets a bonus of +2, not 1, for each open seal, making it a plus level 6 against my 17.
Wow.
Yep.
Hmm.
Bad stuff, you are -6 in your next combat due to the haunting memories.
So you're up by 7?
I am up by...
By
11.
As an audio-only podcast...
Yes.
You can run into some issues with some of these cards.
Such as the Holy Ghost, who has holes in it.
Yes.
Spelled H-O-L-E-Y.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking all transubstantiation stuff.
That would be the issue, yes.
There you go.
Yeah. 3, 2... Goodbye, ghost with holes in it.
Oh, I get it. Holy ghost.
Oh, there it is. One treasure. That's funny. I go to level 7.
What?
Yep. And I'm done.
All right. I'll kick down the door.
Martial law has really been a boon for all of us.
I hope we're playing it right. It doesn't seem like we're playing it right.
No, the thing is that it sticks around until somebody closes a seal and nobody's closed the seal.
Yeah.
After the original
seal. Is that an expansion card or is it normal?
That's a normal
card.
It's
from the original. Yeah.
We've had it before. It's just somebody usually closes a seal because it doesn't always, like, you know, you can do it to screw with someone else who was counting on it. But so far, since it benefits everybody, there's kind of not reason to do it. Level 3, cockroach. You cannot kill the cockroach unless you are wearing footgear, which I'm not. Bad stuff, discard your headgear. You don't want to know why. Gross.
Gross. But you're also not wearing any headgear.
That's true. So, I guess I'm running away from this level 3 cockroach.
Because you can't kill it?
I can't kill it.
I'll help you for the treasure.
Sure.
Awesome.
But it's level 3. Why can't you kill it?
Because I
can't kill it unless you're wearing footgear.
Oh, yeah. Unless you're wearing footgear.
Yeah.
And that means I am the only person on the board who can kill it.
Yep.
So I step on a cockroach?
I think so.
Cool.
We're beating it by a trillion.
Yeah, we are.
Actually, minus 5 because I'm paranoid, but, you know.
It'll be back.
Trillion.
3, 2, 1. Crunch a roach.
Woo. I get it. Collapsible toothbrush.
That's handy.
And you get to go up a level, Rodrigo?
I do get to go up a level.
All right.
I am now level 6.
I was really hoping for something a little more exciting.
All right, let's see what's behind this door. Kapow!
You can always sell it.
Level 18, Destroying Angel. Before combat, if there is no seal in play, open a seal. Otherwise, repeat the main effect of the most recent seal.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
I go up a level.
The lowest level player goes up a level. Oh, the bad stuff is on this one. Discard 2 items and open a seal. Okay.
Shoot, dog.
I kind of like the bad stuff on
that. Yeah, so
do
I.
This is 2 levels, 5 treasures, level 18. I'm sitting at 12.
Oh, you're sitting on 4 the win.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no, no.
No, 2 levels. No. I'll only go up to 9. I'm sitting at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 versus its 20.
20.
So I'm beating it by 3.
Things?
Hmm?
You have things?
I have one thing that how much are you may or may not help.
3.
3.
Do you have things, Rodrigo?
I do.
Okay, I'll play my thing first and you guys figure it out. Okay. Ketchup gas! Plus 3.
Okay, so I'm beating it by nothing.
Correct.
So you're tied.
That's what they call tying.
Which means it's... unless Daredevil has the warrior ability.
No.
No.
Daredevil. He's good at running away, and he's good at something else.
Not
is there
seen.
A monster on top of the door discard?
There is.
There is, actually.
Hmm.
But that's when you're
but
looking for trouble.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to, because you can't kill the cockroach.
Yeah. So I'm tied with it.
Yes. You are tied. Like detergent. That honestly got a bigger laugh.
That was really good.
It was terrible, which is why I laughed.
No,
I'm
good.
Almost tempted to let the bad stuff happen.
Yeah, Steven.
Discard 2 items and open a seal.
Yep.
Well, you still
have to roll.
Have to try to run away.
Yep, but it's whether
but he's also got a loaded die.
And I also have my own Zack Sack.
Zek-Zak will help you with running away.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I've got a load of dye and others, so if I wanted to run away, I could.
Right.
I mean, you have to attempt running away, but...
Yeah, I know. I shall attempt it.
You're running away?
I am going to attempt to run away.
Okay.
And I do.
Hooray!
But do you?
Hooray.
You can load the die.
Not to spite Rob.
That wouldn't spite Rob. If the game ends because of seal openage, right now Rob has the game well in hand.
Yeah. All right. Loaded die. Oh, noes. I rolled a 2.
Oh, yes.
Open a seal. Doom! Open another seal.
Yes!
History repeats itself. The top disaster card in the discard pile hits all the players, unless it is already a global effect, such as open a seal. The munchkin who opened the seal cannot escape the effects of this disaster.
Don't forget to discard your 2 items.
Yep.
First disaster was earthquake. Lose a big item.
Oh, come on. Son of a crap.
Oh, actually don't have a big item anymore because I lost them all already.
Scooter's a big item.
Scooter is a big item. Does it go to the top of the discard then? Or
armor truck.
Just throw it back on top.
Okay, so that's the disaster. Hold on. Mm-hmm. After triggering, place disasters on the bottom of the door deck, not in the discards.
What?
Top disaster in the discard pile to all players. The munchkin who opened the seal cannot escape the effects of the disaster. Continuing effect. After triggering, place disasters on the bottom of the door deck, not in the discards. Okay. Yeah, it's the continuing effect. You can roll to not take the disaster.
Yeah. And that upped,
thank you.
And that upped all. No, I can't because
may try to run away from a disaster.
It says there I can't.
Right.
The person who triggered it.
Right. The daredevil ability doesn't trigger for that because.
And now all the monsters are +4.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Which, thankful to the martial law,
and
it
my,
still cancels it out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I lost my army truck.
Oh no, Rob.
Hmm. I'm going to kick down the door. Disaster! Velociraptor!
Jeez.
Open a seal.
Wow.
How many seals do we have to get?
This is
7.
Coming down fast.
Oh, right. Thank you, Zach.
You're welcome. I remember
the singularity! The world has irrevocably changed. Starting with the player, open the seal, discard all cards in play, and draw 4 doors and 4 treasures as though you were starting a new game. However, everyone goes up a level unless you have to kill a monster to play to level up. No player may ask for help in combat, is the continuing effect.
Oh,
holy,
we're all by ourselves.
Crap. Oh, jeez.
We are all by ourselves,
wait,
and we have
we all
to
go up
discard.
A level.
We all go up a level.
And we have to discard everything.
That is in... What the frick?
Discard everything. Everything. This is going to be more interesting now.
Hey.
Does it say all cards in play get discarded?
Yes.
That would be martial law.
Discard all cards in play.
Goodbye, martial law. If you have any... Oh, no. That's done.
Oh, so I can keep my one in my hand?
No.
Nope.
Oh, and okay. Discard all cards in play and draw 4 doors and 4 treasures as though you were starting a new game.
So you discard your hands as well.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Okay.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Do we have to start with you?
Yes.
Okay.
4.
But we all get to go up a level, so, you know, that's good. What's the ongoing?
You can't ask for help.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Gosh, dang it.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Don't look.
Like, Steven drops his cards. What the hell, guys? Stop looking at my hand. Cheaters.
I don't like this.
Oh, wait till you see what I'm going to do.
Steven.
Can we only play disasters when it's our turn?
No. Nope. You can play disasters any time.
Like, yeah, like traps.
You all right, how about this? Oh, that shouldn't have gone away.
All cards in play.
Okay. Disaster. Plague of notaries. Open a seal.
On your marks. Take all cards out of players' hands and shuffle them together. Starting with the player who opened the seal, deal them all back out face down. Oh, God damn it.
So...
Jeez. All cards in hand.
In hand.
Okay. That was in hand.
No, that wasn't.
So one more seal and it's done.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
And who has the highest bonus right now?
Go ahead and... This is yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Zach. Yep. Rigo. Me. You guys each have 4, right?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, you should have 5.
Okay.
Steven.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Volcano.
Is this still Rob's turn?
I don't know. It's just going crazy.
It's still Rob's turn.
Yeah. Roll a die and discard that many cards from your hand.
Plastic sheeting.
Ah, that was my card. Dang it.
Oh, but I got one of my cards back.
Well,
I don't know why I can play this.
Didn't.
I don't know why, because it's not a disaster.
I'm going to...
Hey, so I'm going to ask Rob a rules question. When can I play that card?
Never.
Only on my turn?
At
any time?
They'd say so, yeah.
All right.
He's going to...
New Whirlwind Order. Pick up all the open seals. Turn them over and shuffle them.
So if Doom is at the end, the game's over.
Well, we have that seventh seal. Somebody could.
Do you play the...
Now we deal them. Now we flip them back down.
The most recent one happens again.
Yep. And whatever's the top one is the one that happens. So there's that one. Aww. That's Singularity. That one is history. History repeats itself. Aw, Doom. Dang it. School of Hard Knocks.
Aww.
Hyperinflation. And the last one is On Your Marks, so nothing changes. Oh, but we have to shuffle our hands back again.
This is actually working out for me, because I've just kept playing the items that I get. So.
Yep.
Yeah, everything in my hand last time was all monsters.
Didn't have a chance to play the one that I had.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what do I want to do with this? Nope. Okay.
Dang it. I was hoping Doom was the last one.
All right, Steven, me. It's yours.
Okay.
Well, I know what the one card is, because it's the only treasure in the stack now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I remember this guy. Good lord. Now can Rob finish his turn?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, what happens?
Oh, should we go around and say what everybody has now that time has once again stratified?
I have parachute pants, which is armor, plus one bonus, and clean socks, plus two bonus. When disaster strikes, few things are more valuable than clean socks. Maybe one without footgear. If someone makes you lose your footgear, you lose your... No. Oh, I almost skipped over that. If someone makes you lose your footgear and you have other footgear, the sock remains.
You have to play that.
Interesting.
The footgear?
Interesting.
No? Nope.
No. Okay. Maybe
extra
one.
Foot gear.
All right. What do you rather go?
Let's see. Well, after time recombobulated, I became a daredevil and not a child anymore. It's the brand new direction that the writers are going. It's like, we don't like that kid character. Let's make him a teenager who is really reckless. So I'm walking around in a hybrid car. And I'm carrying which is a +3/+2 to run away. And it's a big vehicle, or a vehicle, and it's big. And I'm carrying an electric tree pruner, which is a +4 bonus, 2 hands big, and it doubles its bonus, including any item enhancers, against undead.
I have no class, but I do have +5 traffic sign armor and +4 boat shoes.
I have a boonie hat for +2, a nail gun for +3. Nail gun is 2 hands. Reversed, it jet propels you. You get +1 to run away. And I'm carrying a +3 bonus one-handed asp. Well, foo.
So are we one seal away?
One seal away. And the way it's factored is whoever has the highest combat bonus from items wins the seventh seal is open.
Unless you have toilet paper.
You don't count level.
Nope.
You do not count level.
Unless you have toilet paper, in which case then...
It gives you like a plus...
Gives you a +5 or something like that.
Sure. But that specifically the card says what it does. Mm-hmm.
All right. So...
Finish your turn, Rob.
I'm going to loot the room.
Is that where we left off?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Door kicking.
Seventh seal.
No, disaster, bird flu. You should know better than pick up a duck in the apocalypse. Lose your headgear. No headgear. I don't even think I can beat that. Wait, hold on. 11.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Well.
Steven.
Yeah?
How much... Oh, okay. Well, his highest...
I'm level 8, so...
You have really high. You have that.
Oh, wait. I'm at 7.
Let's just get weird. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Oh, now let's get weird.
Yeah, now let's get weird. I'm gonna go looking for trouble against level 5 Reiner Frogs, which makes it 11. So we're tied, but it gets +3 against him with no headgear. So I'm losing by 3. Bad stuff is open to seal.
Is it undead?
Nope.
Is it a shark?
Nope. It's raining frogs.
Is Zach inviting us to not help him?
He's thinking that he's got the
No, I don't. I just want to see what happened.
He does not have the highest.
No, I don't.
It's either you or Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Rodrigo's got 7.
I've got 9.
Unless you count something I can't hold.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Combat bonus.
Okay.
So Steven wants Zach to win. The rest of... Or Zach to lose right now.
Yep.
And not be able to run away. The rest of us do not.
Okay. Well, Zach, I'll help you.
But don't we have to enact what happens on the seventh seal first?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
As soon as the seventh seal is opened, the game is over.
Mm.
We run to the mothership.
Okay.
Or whatever our personal Valhalla is.
So I'm bringing 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
You'll help me?
Yeah.
For?
Let's say 1 treasure.
Okay.
He'll do it for no treasures.
Anything? 3, 2, 1. I go to level 9.
You idiots.
2 treasures.
You're let Zach
smoke
win.
Grenade. Use your any combat plus
otherwise
to the
you
side.
Win.
This was a good play for Zach.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Escape rocket. Play this card to either run away automatically, even if you had just rolled and failed, or to avoid all effects when a seal is opened. I will take the smoke grenade.
Interesting. I'm going to kick down the door.
Yeah, I'm done.
Kick. Level 3, software bug. Bloggers must get help to kill it, and the helper cannot also be a blogger. Bad stuff. Infected, lose a level. So right now it's a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. But I am beating it handily still. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Anybody want to do anything there?
Nope.
3, 2, 1. Software bug is defeated. I gain a level, putting me at 8. And draw a treasure. And... Uh, I'm not going to get to play this, but it's funny. I'll end my turn.
All right. I will kick open the door, pow, to discover a daredevil. And then I will go looking for trouble against a level 1 National Guard. It's a level 7 now with all the Doom effects. I'm beating it by 10.
Beating it by 10?
Yeah.
Anybody else got anything? I can give it 5.
Yeah, I can give it stuff.
No, I have nothing.
It's only one level.
But
I have the smoke grenade, I guess.
But Zach is more dangerous.
Yep.
I'm willing to let Steven take the level because otherwise... It's like, if a seal opens, Steven wins. If Zach gains a level, Zach wins.
3, 2, 1. Smash. This National Guard now becomes my hat. As
awesome.
A plus 1.
That's
and
so
I get
cool.
1 treasure. 1 level. Ah, son of a gun!
Steven just got to go up a level.
Yes,
right?
I did.
That happens.
I was hoping that that's what was going to happen when I drew, when I first kicked open the door.
You don't get go up a level from the door deck. You get it.
No, I mean when I kicked open the door. Oh, this was a treasure. That's right.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Here's the great thing. Now, when I kick open the door to a crappy monster, you can make sure I win.
Yeah, I know. All right, my turn is done.
All right. Door. Kick. Ah, crap.
What's the ongoing effect of...
Charity goes to the player with the fewest cards in hand, not the lowest level.
Gotcha.
Level 16, Gog and Magog. You're at neg 5 unless someone helps you. Oh, my crap.
Wow.
So they're at 22, and I am at 6.
Bad stuff.
Give a card to each other player and open a seal.
Oh.
Run away.
Rodrigo?
2 levels.
It's worth 2 levels. I'm at level 6.
Yeah, do I have enough to help you?
We need.
How much do you
19.
Need?
19.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I bring 15, but I also have... I have enough with my stuff.
How much of your stuff would you have to spend?
Most of... actually, hang on. 8, you said we need 19?
Mm-hmm.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and it's not undead, is it?
It is not. Okay. Oh, also, I would be worth 5. You said you're 15?
Yeah.
If you come and help me, then I get my 5 back, so I'd be at 11. So that would put us at 26.
So we'd beat it.
So we'd beat it.
Without me spending
Without
stuff.
You spending anything.
Okay. I will help you, but I want 3 treasures.
How many hands worth of items do you have? Oh, you've got 2. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah, I'm wearing 2 hands big.
Yeah. Okay.
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 All right. What are we at right now?
I believe we are at 26 versus it's 22.
Okay.
All right. You said you're at 15?
Yes.
And I'm at 11, so.
Yep.
26 versus 22.
Yeah, do it.
Zach doesn't want to screw with this
because
he doesn't want the seal to open.
No.
So yeah. I kill it. 2. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Perfume atomizer. Used during any combat, +4 to either side. Usable once only. Reloaded die. Play after any other player rolls the die for any reason. Turn the... Blame the government. Play when a disaster occurs. Go up a level. And +1 bonus, end of the of the end times. Item enhancer.
Nice.
Put it with an open. That item is now the whatever of the end times and worth an extra +1 in combat. However, if the seventh seal is opened, the bonus becomes +5.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to have to go with of the end times.
That makes sense.
And put it on my nail gun.
Go ahead and just... that's for disasters only.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just put that in the blame the government in the discard pile.
Oh, that's only for disasters?
Yeah.
Only when a disaster occurs.
So. Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was just go up a little.
All right.
Are you all out of hands? Are you all out of hands?
Yes.
Do you have some hand things?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I've got this army surplus, which gives you a free hand, that I would give you if you didn't screw around with me by the time it came around
you
to my turn.
You can't give
around.
It to him because it's in your hand.
Right.
Yeah. You can only trade stuff that's on the board, and the only way you can put that on the board is if you equip and put it on an item.
All right.
Go.
Going.
Yes. Also, I couldn't promise you that because it means you might win.
Kicking.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Lose your armor.
Lose your armor.
I'll blame the government.
Dang it.
Here, I'm going to make this super, super exciting. Rob, go up a level.
What's that one? Play when you are the target of a disaster. That disaster does not affect you.
No.
Does not affect you, but does affect the players on either side of you. Go up a level.
Well, so you get to go up a level, right?
No.
No.
You can't play.
Disaster's not on you.
Darn it. Sorry, Rob. I was going to make this an exciting four-way race to the finish.
I'm going to guess no one is going to help me in battle.
Probably not.
Probably not unless you have some way to make that person also gain a level. Then definitely.
Gosh, that really sucks.
Like, that's the only reason why I think I would want to add elves to anything, just because it like makes that available. Mm-hmm. Like the ability to have like a tie, like two-person win.
Mm-hmm,
elves...
Mm-hmm.
Like Yakuza, maybe?
I think there's a couple other ones that get a similar type bonus.
Yeah. But most of them are cards. I think elves are the only ones that gain a level when they help a friend.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to win.
There's also clerics with divine intervention.
Light the room.
Divine intervention gives you an automatic level and or gives all clerics an automatic level.
Play it, Zach. Play open that seal.
Open a seal.
Why?
I wasn't going to win.
What do you mean you weren't going to win?
Because
I've got something that's a super...
You can like delay the game for one whole turn, potentially.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I can't. I had a level one monster in my hand.
Hang on a second. Let me see what I have here.
You lose automatically if no one's willing to help you.
Oh. That's okay. I had a... level two, too many bugs, and with everything added up, I would have only been beating it by six.
All right, flip it. There's nothing we can do.
Firewall! All bloggers lose a level. But nothing happens anyways. So,
everyone ten. Lovely numbers.
Tie game!
All right.
Two.
10.
Rob and Steven win.
Oh, yes.
Man.
What a great end times.
What a great outcome.
No, it's terrible. I don't want to spend the end times
Karma
with Rob.
That's right.
I don't want to spend end
the
times with
Rob. The only two people to survive the apocalypse
One,
are Steven and Rob.
2, 3, and
thus,
5, 6.
Thus making
7,
the
8,
best
9, 10.
Odd couple TV show no one will ever get to see.
Oh, boo. All right. Was that all right? I kind of like these other cards that were added in.
Mm-hmm. I like the singularity, despite the fact that it almost completely screwed me.
It's a lot of fun.
I love the... Mm-hmm.
See, hilariously, the singularity is the sort of card that is great in Munchkin and that I hate to encounter in almost every other game.
Yeah.
Like, I hate effects like that in Magic, but Munchkin is precisely the place where you want a card like the singularity.
Any other thoughts on this, Zach?
No, I still really like Apocalypse.
Really?
Yeah, I still do.
The seal mechanic
is
adds
fun.
A lot
That's
to it.
That's what I really like about it.
Do you Isn't, want us
it,
to separate?
It can get confusing at times when you're forgetting to add in bonuses from everywhere across the board.
Yeah, that is important. If you are kind of a beginning Munchkin player, even if you're big into post-apocalyptic stuff,
you may want
to start out with regular Munchkin anyway and then work your way up to Apocalypse because you have seals.
Yep.
So seals add to monsters. And then on top of that, the ongoing effect of seals, rules that you have to remember on when to open and close seals that are not readily visible to you at all times.
Right.
And then on top of that, cards like Martial Law and possibly a couple other kind of ongoing effects that really can complicate the game.
I'm really interested in seeing how the Adventure Time Munchkin set uses the seal mechanic, because they have them seal cards.
Yeah.
And
but it's already post-apocalyptic world.
Sure. But like
maybe that's
Adventure Time,
the seal mechanic into it.
Yes, that is why.
It is. Dang, I didn't know that. I realized that.
Spoilers.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I just didn't think about it. but Adventure Time is such a big property that I think it's going to draw a new crowd into Munchkin, and it's already going to like up the difficulty of the game right away for people that have never played it before.
Well, we'll find out. I'm sure by the end of the month, end of August of this year, when Adventure Time is supposed to come out, we will have that set, and we will probably play it, I don't want to say the next time that we sit down for a full game, but I'm going to bet by September we will play Adventure Time and see how that works out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Very latest October.
Very latest January.
Very latest never.
All right, everybody.
Pod fading.
Zach, why you got to be that way? Zach is fired. All right, but that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. And until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
You know, it's a lot worse if you fire Zach right now, because now he has a family to take care of.
Well, he should have thought about that before he opened his mouth.
I got a mouth to feed.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.